AP News, I'm Hayah Panjwani. Arguments have wrapped in an appeal filed by Donald Trump seeking immunity from criminal prosecution in the election interference case in Georgia. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The hearing ran over 2 hours, starting with an attorney for Donald Trump.
The framers of our Constitution viewed an energetic executive as essential to securing liberty.
And D. John Sauer argues the fear of prosecution would hinder that.
That looming threat will distort the president's decision-making.
Justice Elena Kagan giving a hypothetical about a president ordering a military coup.
You're saying that's an official act?
I think it would depend.
That's immune.
But Trump appointee Justice Brett Kavanaugh says the question is when immunity can apply.
The president is subject to prosecution for all personal acts, just like every other American for personal acts. The question is acts taken in an official capacity.
The case could be sent back to the lower courts, which could delay a decision until after the November election. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A UN report says 282 million people faced acute hunger in 2023, with the worst famine in Gaza. At a news conference, Maximo Torrero, chief economist at the Food and Agriculture Organization, said conflict areas have some of the most dangerous levels of hunger.
This includes Gaza Strip in Palestine, which just it is 577,000 people. South Sudan, 43,000 people. Burkina Faso, 42,700 people. And Somalia, 40,400 people.
Scientist Friederike Otto says a new study shows it's likely a warmer world that made the deadly Dubai downpours heavier.
These floods have been more intense by between 10 and 40% than they would have been if they had occurred in a 1.2 degree cooler world.
This is AP News. With war in Ukraine at its border, Poland's government wants to be among the countries setting Europe's agenda. AP correspondent Karen Szemes has the latest.
Because of the warmer world we live in, these floods have been more intense by between 10 and 40% than they would have been if they had occurred in a 1.2 degree cooler world.
Ariel Henry resigned today as Prime Minister of Haiti, leaving the way clear for a new government to be formed in the Caribbean country, which has been racked by gang violence that killed or injured more than 2,500 people between January and March. Stocks are tumbling after a report suggesting flagging economic growth and still high inflation hurt hopes that have kept Wall Street high recently. The S&P 500 fell 1.3%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 503 points. I'm Hayah Panjwani, AP News.